Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Being a refugee in a new country comes with many, many challenges. That's the understatement of the year. And if you're an entrepreneur, there can be real barriers to equal opportunity when it comes to getting a business off the ground. To help address some of these barriers, the Canadian Aboriginal and Minority Supplier Council is working with TD Bank Group and the Tent Partnership for Refugees to launch a certification program for businesses owned by entrepreneurs who are refugees within 10 years of arrival in Canada. I know that's a mouthful, but this is going to make perfect sense. Cassandra Dorrington is president and CEO of the Canadian Aboriginal and Minority Supplier Council. She joins us from New Orleans today. Hello there.
Hello there. Nice to be with you.
You are shaking hands and I'm sure making 1,000 introductions with suppliers. That's a big part of what you do. And that's why you're in New Orleans today, but you're normally Canadian based. I want to start off by asking you to paint us a picture of some of the barriers that refugees face when it comes to owning their own business.
So first of all, let me set the scene. When you start your own business, there's so many obstacles to overcome. And then, do I have the right capital? Am I clear on my product or my product or service? You know, is my network right that I'm going to be using? How do I advance that network? You take all that and you move to a different country where you don't know anybody, you don't know the legislation, you don't know key areas. All of a sudden, you're flying blind. So what we're trying to do is, let's give you back some of those tools that help you be successful. You will know your product and service. That's what you come with. But what you don't have is you don't have access into organizations. You don't know the right contact. You don't know legislation. You might not be clear on what sells in this particular marketplace. What should my market profile emphasize? So we give you back those tools to enable you once again to be successful, to stand on your own two feet and just actually move your business forward. And so that's the biggest thing. When we certify refugees, refugee-owned business, what we're doing is certifying and providing you a market access tool. Our name, CAMPC, is known by a number of organizations across Canada, US, beyond, as well as government agencies. And when they see that CAMPC certification, it means something to them. And what that now enables you to do is you've hit the right door to actually have that conversation about your business. And that's indeed what we're trying to do. We're trying to streamline that process.
What does the program itself look like? Is it workshops? Are there quizzes? How do you go about earning that certification and what do you learn?
Okay, that's a great question. Because the certification is really about the verification and validation of ownership management control. The focus of what we're doing is looking at 51% owned, managed, and controlled by refugees. And then because what that means is that you now make the decisions, you hire people in similar circumstances and you're growing that population and helping them from economically. So once you go into the system, into CAMPC.ca, get certified, it will take you through an application process. We're collecting data around that ownership management control that will help us identify that you're truly the owner, that you're truly the manager. You know, and once we pull all that information together, we're able to validate that. It gets approved by a certification committee. Once you receive your approval, that's when the real fun starts. The fun starts because now we take you through what are the resources now available to help you? Where are some of your gaps and how do we help you develop those? And then even more so, how do we connect you into corporate Canada, government and beyond? Where's your focus? So indeed, one of our key people is PSpice Chocolate, who we've been working with. It's connecting Tarek into opportunities. He came, he spoke at our awards dinner about 2 weeks ago. And it was magic. Tarek has a story about the refugee experience that touched everyone in the room, but more so not just his personal story. Afterwards, we had corporations come over to him and said, we need to have your product in our stores. We need to get that. How do we get you inside? Wow. It's those type of opportunities that he would not have had. But I mean, he's around the country doing a lot of things. But when people hear the story, they connect it to your product. All of a sudden it's like, why aren't we doing this? Why don't we have you inside? And even banks who don't sell chocolates are saying, we want to use that as part of our process inside. You know, we do a lot of functions where we bring things like that in. We give a lot of gift baskets. We do these things. Why aren't we using you?
We know who TD Bank is. Yes. We don't know who the Tent Partnership is. Who are they and what do they provide?
Tent is out of the U.S. and Tent is an organization that are focused on refugees and immigrants. Tent is all about trying to create that experience so we level the playing field to allow refugees and immigrants get into the corporate environment. They're out of the U.S. They have a Canadian offices as well. And so they've been working with financials and many of the large organizations to say, how do we level the playing field? Because, well, in Canada, for the most part, we've always talked about, you know, the racial divide. We've talked about the lack of Indigenous being able to access. And there's other underrepresented groups, and immigrants, and in particular, refugees tend to be one of those. And so TET has been focused on how do we get this other underrepresented group, how do they have a voice at the table and get connected?
How do you communicate the availability of this program to this particular population? Because it makes sense. I mean, who wouldn't want to be a part of this or for all the reasons that you say, but the refugee experience is so diverse. Languages Yes. are so diverse from coast to coast to coast. You're trying to get this message out. What has proven to be the most effective?
It's definitely, there's a number of settlement associations across Canada who are actually working with people once they enter the country. And so when they enter the country, they get their family settled, themselves settled. As we partner with the refugee, these settlement associations, the ones who are now building their business of the game, they're hearing from these associations. We are using all our partner groups across the across Canada to be able to share our story about what's available, what the resources are. Because you're right, it's a vast network and we're not going to be able to get to everybody. And it's not like you can go paste it in the Global Mail and everyone will read it. Mm-hmm. You have to go to organizations, you have to go to communications where refugees will be reading and will be talking. And the biggest one under that, settlement organizations and word of mouth.
Certainly, Peace by Chocolate now has a much higher profile than it did in the beginning. And there is a push from a marketing standpoint that they will, you know, make that message known. A lot of our listeners are powerful humans in organizations. They are thought leaders in organizations. What would you say to them in terms of the role that they could play on the pull? How do they pull towards them minority-owned businesses, Aboriginal-owned businesses, such that they have critical mass in the supply chain?
The word I love to use is be intention. Be intentional about how you spend your money. Be intentional about who you do business with. If we want to ensure this is an inclusive world, ask questions about where we're buying products or services from, who the ownership is. Once you ask those questions, if I'm trying to drive more Black businesses forward, I'm trying to drive more refugee-owned businesses forward, I'm going to ask those questions. And once I know, I'm going to put my money there to actually help them along. And again, once you start that, that gets them in the door. And once they get in the door and the quality is known, they're part and parcel of what goes on. They're part and parcel of the fabric. So I'm asking people to be intentional and to make choices.
If you were to leave us with one last word on this being a really, really, really big idea, this being entrepreneurship for Indigenous Canadians, for refugees, for groups that have historically not been able to participate fully, what would the call to action be?
Be part of the solution. Buy from these groups, support these groups, line up with these groups, align, collaborate. Canada will not, we will not grow, we will not be successful until we include all. So each of us has a role to play in that.
Cassandra, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much. I love your voice. You have great energy.
Yeah. It used to be my curse. Now it seems to be, I don't know, now it's my living. Cassandra Dorrington, President and CEO of the Canadian Aboriginal and Minority Supplier Council. She was here to talk about this really cool certification program. This one particularly focused on refugees who have arrived in Canada within the last 10 years.